This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres urged Russia and Ukraine to agree to safety zone around Ukraine's major nuclear plant. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The UN Atomic Watchdog Agency urged Russia and Ukraine on Tuesday to establish a nuclear safety and security protection zone around Zaporizhia amid mounting fears the fighting could trigger a disaster. Rafael Grossi, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, warns, "We're playing with fire and something very, very catastrophic could take place," days after leading an inspection visit to the plant. At a Security Council meeting, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres likewise demanded combatants commit to halting all military activity around the plant and agreeing on a demilitarized perimeter. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. military will test launch an intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM, Wednesday, adding it has notified Russia in advance. The Pentagon described the test as routine and said it was meant to demonstrate the readiness of the U.S. military's ICBM forces. The U.S. last month carried out a test of a Minuteman III ICBM, which has been delayed to avoid escalating tensions with Beijing during a Chinese show of force near Taiwan. Fears are running high on an indigenous reserve in the Canadian province of Saskatchewan after police warned that the remaining suspect in a deadly stabbing rampage over the weekend might be nearby and officers surrounded a house with guns drawn. Police later sent out an alert that it was a false alarm and they had determined the suspect was not in the community, but people remained nervous with his whereabouts unknown and a province-wide alert still in effect. This is VOA News. Liz Truss became UK Prime Minister Tuesday and immediately faced up to the enormous tasks ahead of her, curbing soaring prices, boosting the economy, easing labor unrest, and fixing a national health care system burdened by long waiting lists and staff shortages. Truss quickly began appointing senior members of her cabinet as she tackles an inbox dominated by the energy crisis triggered by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which threatens to push energy bills to unaffordable levels, shuttering businesses and leaving the nation's poorest people shivering at home this winter. Truss named a top team, diverse in gender and ethnicity, but loyal to her and her free market politics. Kwasi Kwarteng became the first black UK Treasury chief, and Therese Coffey is the first female deputy prime minister. Germany's parliament paid tribute to Mikhail Gorbachev on Wednesday, holding a minute of silence for the former Soviet leader who paved the way for German reunification 32 years ago. Flags at the parliament's Reichstag building in Berlin were lowered to half-staff as lawmakers opened the day's session with a tribute. This is one of the first sessions since Gorbachev's death last week. A record-breaking heat wave is making life miserable in the U.S. state of California. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The state capital, Sacramento, reached a record high for the day, 115 degrees. Contractor Sean Clifton was staying hydrated.
We have our little tricks to keep cool. Everybody does. And we just keep going.
This heat could feel even more miserable if there are blackouts. Turning up the air conditioning strains the power supply.
Everyone has to do their part to help step up for just a few more days.
Governor Gavin Newsom says run the air conditioner early when there is more power available. Later,
in particular, 4 p.m., please turn your thermostat up to 78 degrees or higher and avoid, to the extent possible, using any really large appliances.
It's not just miserable in California. In Utah, in Salt Lake City, the temperature reached 105 degrees, the hottest September day recorded going back to 1874. I'm Ed Donahue.
Days after the U.S. authorized its first update to COVID-19 vaccines, booster doses that target today's most common Omicron strain are being rolled out across the country. The move by the Food and Drug Administration tweaks the recipe of shots made by Pfizer and rival Moderna that have already saved millions of lives. And recapping our top story, United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres urged Russia and Ukraine to agree to a safety zone around Ukraine's major nuclear power plant. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.